I joined the symphony last year. My wife and I had moved from Rochester, New York, back to South Dakota. My wife is originally from Huron, so that brought us back to the area. And I'm basically the insurance policy for the symphony. So I go to all of the rehearsals and take notes for Maestro Geyer. And then in case of emergency or something like that, I would step on the podium. In this case, last year I conducted the Genes and Classics concert, and that was my professional debut, and I'm getting the opportunity to do it again this year.
Now tell us about your directing background.
Well, I grew up in a small town of 250 people in Iowa, Pisgah, Iowa, and had no orchestral experience in the small town until I got to college. I went to Morningside and got to play in an orchestra there and fell in love with it. Went on and got my master's degree out at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, and then started in the public schools. So I taught at Roosevelt here in Sioux Falls for 3 years, was a high school orchestra director, and then went out east with my wife and taught in the suburb of Buffalo for 6 years out there with high school orchestra as well. And then coming back to South Dakota, Maestro Geyer gave me a shot, so to speak, and I kind of moved into the professional ranks now, and I'm also teaching at Northwestern College in Orange City.
On Saturday, Chad, you've got Genes and Classics. Tell us what's happening there.
Genes and Classics is a group that has a huge following here in Sioux Falls. This is their 10th year that they've been coming to perform with the South Dakota Symphony. They've done all kinds of different shows here, from Michael Jackson last year to ABBA and other shows in the past. This year is Fleetwood Mac, so we're really excited. Tickets are going very quickly. We're hoping for a sold-out show. And so 7:30 on Saturday night at the Pavilion.
We'll talk about Genes and Classics. So they are a traveling, I guess, group.
Yes. Okay. They perform almost every weekend of the year, normally fall through the spring, not as much in the summer. They're out of Toronto and London, Ontario, are the two main areas that they're from. And they do work all over in Canada and the United States. Peter Brennan is kind of their lead person. He writes all of their arrangements. He's written over 1,200 different arrangements for rock music with symphonic music as well. And so they have a core band that is their main group, and then they bring in different specialists depending on the groups that they're covering. In this case, with Fleetwood Mac, they're bringing in some really great vocalists out of Toronto to be the head singers, so to speak.
When do you get to practice with them? What is that schedule like?
It's kind of crazy for a Pops concert. We have one rehearsal, and that's all.
Oh,
on
my.
Saturday afternoon, we have a 2.5-hour rehearsal with them, and that's our only rehearsal as an orchestra before we put on the show Saturday night.
Obviously, you've had some, I mean, you've practiced the pieces, though, by yourself, right?
This is the symphony's first look at it as well. Now, they have the music, and they're professional musicians, so they'll be practicing it ahead of time. But as an orchestra, it'll be the first time that we'll get together as well.
Okay. And you say tickets are going fast. How do I get tickets?
Tickets can be through the South Dakota Symphony website, which is sdsymphony.org, or by calling 605-367-6000.
And it is, again, what night and where are we at?
We're at the Pavilion Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., and then we're also doing a run out to Madison on Sunday at 2 p.m.